So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Dirt and Sprague.
I really do believe they're either going to live up to the hype or they're going to have a very mediocre season.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt.
No, I'm not a bro.
And a little splash of Sprague.
Peekaboo.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. Hour number 3. Dirt and Sprague here. Portland Sports Leader. 105.1 FM The Fan. 1080 AM. The Odyssey app. Live on YouTube.
Let's go up the ramp!
Swag loves this song.
It's a jam. It's a good song.
Oh, I'm well aware. Sabrina can bring it. I think he secretly gets in his car and occasionally turns this song on.
Shout out my buddy Spencer, who entered the group chat this morning, has copy and pasted the Independence Day speech to get ready for tonight. We will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We will live on. We will survive. I'm ready to run through a brick wall. Thanks, buddy.
Spencer go to Oregon.
He's big duck. Big ducky. Yeah, he went to Oregon. Here we are, man. Game day. I can't wait. It's going to be fun today.
We spend to win.
I hope so, Dan. Let's get to, though, in the aftermath of the game tonight, the dust will settle. We'll have a ha-ha, Dirt, you suck, you're an idiot, or oh my God, Dirt's going to be insufferable for 10 days. Mm. And then you wake up tomorrow, and what do we get?
I don't think you are going to be insufferable. I think you might be worse for 10 days. You'll be insufferable if they win the title.
Yeah, that's true.
You'll be
that's
happy true. Monday, and then it will instantly be back into my life's awful for 9 days.
I'm dreading the wait and the delay.
Beats us.
I mean, that's the ultimate, like, I wouldn't want it any other way because the pain of losing that, there's no doubt. You have to honor and accept it. Like, that would be the worst loss of my lifetime in any sport. It's not even close. Losing to that guy who left you, dumped you, that's the worst possible outcome. On the other side of that coin is the greatest moment of my life.
Did you cry in 02?
Sans having a kid. Did I cry in 2002?
Yeah.
Giants World Series?
Yeah.
I cried more for Blazers Game 7 than I did 02.
Oh, okay.
I did for the Lakers.
All right.
I think I teared up. I welled up.
You know. I hated the rally monkey. Yeah, that would be the worst. That would be the worst loss.
It's not just I watched my team lose 2 national championship games. They suck to lose.
It would be.
News.
He left you and he made the right decision.
Yeah. Or my team loses tonight. We don't even get there.
Exactly.
Any hoosies. But we wake up tomorrow either way, and we got wild card weekend, baby. Super. My apologies. Super
wild card weekend.
Wild card weekend.
That extends into Monday evening.
Do we like the layout? ESPN says they want to keep the Monday night game. Do we like the 2-3-1 format?
I like it better when they match it up so it's on the actual holiday.
I like it better when they get the right games in the right spots.
Did we get the right games in the right spots?
No.
No.
I don't care if Houston and Pittsburgh's a field goal game. That doesn't mean it's good.
Agreed.
I want Josh Allen on my TV Monday with Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars.
That's still the biggest surprise for me, and I don't know how it works with picking times in the draft because it's all right. Like, the first game tomorrow is Fox, then you go to Prime tomorrow night, and then it's CBS, Fox, NBC on Sunday, and then ESPN, ABC on Monday.
Also, give you a take. Stop doing stream only.
Yeah.
Make this accessible for the... I know. These people have been supporting you for 50-plus years. You can't say, it's on Prime if you want to watch Prime. It's also airing on fill in the blank.
Now, are those games, because I know they always say that they will be on the local markets over free TV. Does that still exist in the playoffs?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I have to call somebody in Green Bay or Chicago and ask them, because that's the Prime game.
At least this year
we don't have, because the Chargers and Patriots is Sunday night. They're also, it's not just a Peacock game.
No, that's NBC.
It's also on Peacock.
Yeah, that's what
I'm saying. Yeah, but that one's on NBC. So the only streaming only game will be the Bears and the Packers tomorrow night.
Yeah, if you're going to do Prime, then also make it available to people who have free television.
Tend to agree with you. Yeah, the biggest head scratcher of me for the weekend is that the Bills-Jags game is the 10 a.m. game on Sunday. That's the only one that I'm like, that's the first game out of the gate? That's like, I'm going to wake up with a lazy Sunday morning. That would have been a perfect spot for Texans and Steelers.
Yeah,
but
why didn't they flop that with the Philly-San Francisco game?
Like, yeah, or the Chargers and Patriots.
Because, yeah, those are both. Like, I mean, I don't think that. Yeah. Anyways,
I see the Patriots.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah. Pittsburgh Houston is the least. And I'm saying this. I really mean this.
It's the least sexy matchup
of all of them. Yeah. And I'm including the Panthers in
that's a rock fight.
Is that a Rodgers thing for Monday Night Football? Does he have any weight?
I think it's
fans?
A legacy Steelers play. Mm. I think that's what that is.
Terrible
it's Rodgers, it's legacy, Steeler stuff. Yeah.
Well, let's go through in chronological order, shall we? We'll plan out your weekend for you. If you're a Duck fan or you're excited for the game tonight, you're probably tied up on a Friday night. Tomorrow, if you do need to get things done, the first game out of the gate is 1:30. It's Rams and Panthers. That's the first game of your weekend on Fox.
My weekend basketball tournament somehow broke exactly perfect.
Is it? The layout's good?
Saturday is a one-game only day.
Nice.
And it's at 11 a.m.
Perfect.
So done in time.
Easily done in
time. And even if you're late, like whatever, you miss a couple of minutes of Rams and Panthers.
And then Sunday, our first game's at like 8 a.m.
Whoa, early.
Yeah, give it to me all day.
That's true, because you can get home.
Will you have a third game?
I'll have a third game.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you'll bleed into Bills and Jags a little bit?
A little bit, but I'm okay catching up Sunday. I'll catch up Sunday. No problem.
There always ends up being a gap in between the games, too, where there's that wiggle room before the next one kicks off. So what a day of football Sunday is going to be. But Saturday, first one, Rams and Panthers. The line somehow dipped below 10 earlier this week. I actually jumped on it when it did at 9.5. It is now back up to 10.5.
I was going to say it went to 10.5.
It's going back up. Everybody's betting on the Rams. I read that they are the largest road favorite in the history of the playoffs or wild card round.
Sounds
something
about right.
Something along those lines, being a 10.5 point favorite going on the road at this point.
Yep.
If I gave you a 1 out of 10 level of shock that the Panthers win the game, are we all at a 10? Is it a 9? Is it an 8? A 7? Where are we at?
I'm going to go 8.
8? 8 out of 10 shock?
Eight, just based on the fact that they did shock them earlier in the season.
Wasn't that long ago.
I also have seen this happen before.
Once?
So, no.
I've seen Stafford just, you know.
You mean the below 500 wild card win, you mean?
Yeah.
I think the Seahawks are the only one. Am I wrong on that?
Yeah, I think you're right on that. Yeah, so my bad.
Other teams have been competitive. Remember, Heinicke almost beat Brady in the Bucs.
Right.
Remember that game?
There's a good example of it. I've seen it before, so I can't go 10.
Okay.
This appears to be the game with the biggest chance that weather affects it. They say slight chance of thunderstorm, 66 degrees.
That plays right into the Rams, I think.
Yeah, Bryce Young's tiny. He can't throw the
ball.
The Rams
they're running the football. Did you know? I didn't know this until yesterday. Bill Barnwell's great. But
yes.
He noted, you know who played the most under center this year? The Rams.
Yeah.
Because they're running. Now, play action actually falls into Carolina's defensive metric favor. But when it's pouring down rain and you just want to control the clock, win that game and get out of there, I think that's an advantage for the Rams.
Yeah, the interesting part about the first matchup was when you look at a lot of the metrics, when Carolina found a way to surprise them, they jumped out on them early. The game ended up, they were trailing at halftime. They were down 21-17, Carolina was at halftime, and then they outscored them in the second half. A lot of the metrics point in favor of the Rams. They had more first downs. They were better on third down. They had more total yards, more passing yards. They basically equal in rushing yards. Yards per carry, though, the Rams blew them out. The difference in the game was simple. It was that the Rams turned the ball over three times, and they were a minus three in that category because Carolina didn't turn it over, and that's ultimately what led to Carolina winning the game. I understand the logic of you can't go 10 because it has happened before, and to the point of I'm looking at a box score right now that tells me Carolina just beat the Rams in week, what was that, 13-ish? So it wasn't like it was week two.
That was in November.
This isn't like a Raiders win over the Pats in the second week of the season in September.
Yeah.
This wasn't that long ago. But I just like, can you get those breaks from a turnover standpoint again to make it a ball game? Or does that stat flip? Because if that stat flips and they win the turnover battle against Carolina, I think the Rams blow them out.
I mean, I wish I would have gotten a 9.5 with you. I know we're going to spread the line today. Maybe all three of us are going to spread the line on this game. I don't know. But I'll just point out, like, do you think this is legitimately something you bank on or something that in hindsight we look back and go, oh, okay, that happened. Is that really going to happen again? The Panthers were 7-for-15 on third down, 3-for-3 on fourth down.
Yep.
In those plays, they got a 33-yard and 43-yard touchdown. That going to happen again?
I would gamble no.
Okay, so if you're going to take away two very long explosive plays, and you say, now they got to beat you.
And Stafford doesn't throw a couple of picks because he's been very good protecting the football all year.
I think the Rams, man, the Rams have been here in this era. They're young guys from last year defensively that made names for themselves. They've got Nacua. They might have Adams, but even if they don't,
yeah.
I think they're too good. I think this will end up being one of the duddy playoff games. I think it will live up to everybody's fears of, damn it, that team won a division, so they get to host. And I do think the Rams are going to go in there and kind of beat up on them.
Yeah, I think I'd be a 9 out of 10 surprise if Carolina found a way to win. Not cover, right? They can cover. 10.5 is a lot of points. I don't know if I'm going to spring the line on that one or not, just because you could get a backdoor and that the weather, to Swag's point, could be wonky and you get a fumble here or there. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if it's a 30-point win for the Rams. That's asking a lot in the playoffs. Doesn't matter. No pictures on the scorecard. I would be genuinely shocked if Carolina won this game. Let's get to the interesting matchup. So that's where we start. So if you got a honey to-do list, tomorrow early morning, late morning, early afternoon is the window to do it because I'm not that intrigued by that game. I will be watching. And then we go to the juicy matchup on Saturday night, and we'll go to that next. Packers and Bears and the rest of the wild card weekend next on The Fan.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Yeah, the mantra for me the rest of the day, easier said than done. I'm going to worry. A lot of worry. So let's distract ourselves and talk some more NFL football, shall we?
Absolutely.
Tomorrow night, we went over Rams and Panthers. Then it gets good. And we get a divisional round matchup between a daddy and a son. I'm your daddy, you're my son. Or is that still the case based on the way the last game ended? To a listener's point, too, Swag saying that the only game impacted by weather might be the Panthers-Rams game. There is a chance, I believe, we get a snow game in Chicago tomorrow. It's going to be cold.
The last one they played.
20% chance of precipitation, that's what I saw.
It may not be.
Didn't they have flurries in their last match?
Yeah, they did. Yeah.
But it's not supposed to be a blizzard.
No, it's not going to be a crazy snow game.
Blowing all over the place.
What's the takeaway if the Packers lose?
Well, let's talk about it. So the Bears lose the first matchup in Lambeau. They get dominated for the majority of the game, and then flurry come back, but it ends in a pick in the end zone. Second game around, Jordan Love goes down.
Yep.
Green Bay still controls it, scores a touchdown with Malik Willis, and you're like, damn, they're going to win the game without Love, and then one of the craziest comebacks we've seen of the entire NFL season. And that's kind of been the story of Chicago, right? A team that's a bit of a cockroach. They're hard to kill. They find ways to win games that maybe they shouldn't, and now they're at home. Green Bay is a slight favorite in this game. And you're dealing with a team who has been, for, God, how many years now with LaFleur and Love? Is this year 3 or 4 for them where they're knocking on the door? They're in the playoffs. They're there. Close with Philly last year, but not really. They fall short. They've been to losing to the 49ers a couple of years ago. They've been there.
Yeah.
Chicago's never been here. So to answer your question, I think a lot of the pressure resides on the side of Green Bay in this game because they've been the team in the playoffs. I think when you're the first time there, there's a bit of a grace that we give to teams, and it doesn't mean that Chicago fans won't feel the pain of a loss, especially to a divisional rival. But I think if you're Chicago, if you're New England, who else would fall into this category? Not really anybody else. Mainly those two teams of like, man, really good year. We've established ourselves. We feel like the future's bright. It's not guaranteed. I think there's more pressure on Green Bay's side of, we've been knocking on this door for a while. We made an all-in move with draft picks to go get Parsons. Now he's hurt. You kind of want to pay it off at this point in the year.
We know Philly has pressure, and I'm not saying all of these teams don't because there's so many rabid fan bases, but in a weird way, you think about, let's take Philly away.
Yeah.
Okay.
And Philly having pressure is also laughable to me because they
have pressure
just,
when they're 0-1.
They just won the Super Bowl.
Right. Like, but they do.
They should get a grace year.
Let's just remove them.
Okay.
The highest pressure teams in the playoffs.
Bills number one.
6 seed Bills.
Has to be.
7 seed Packers.
Yep.
And 5 seed Rams.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those three, I think, more than the others personally.
Agree. I agree with the take.
We're going in going, you got to win a game. And here's the weird thing about Chicago and Green Bay. They're the only team as a 7 seed to have won in the playoffs. They were the only one to do it. Remember the game against Dallas?
I do. They killed them.
Right. All the other 7 seeds generally get blown out.
Jerry Jones looked like his soul left his body. They won the game by 50 at AT&T.
Well, his goal is to have the most titles of his owner, don't you know?
Yes.
He's going to do it before he... I love that he calls it retirement and not death.
Like he's going to retire from owning the team?
We just glossed over that this week. We didn't have time to get to it, but he said, I want to win the most Super Bowls as any owner. I'm halfway to Robert Kraft. I got a lot of work to do before I retire.
Yeah, you're not going to retire.
Not before I die, because you're never going to retire. You're always going to be the owner. I digress.
You're on the doorstep of death, buddy. You better get busy.
I hear what you're saying. The ton of pressure on Green Bay. It's Jordan Love's return game. Malik Willis made himself a lot of money in that span in just a couple weeks. And we know even without Parsons and Jacobs being banged up and them kind of lacking some tight end stuff, we know it's there. They're 9-7-1. It ain't like they had a great year.
Nope.
Given what we saw in week one with Parsons and them against the Lions, look at where they finished and ask yourself, how would you have felt after that first week? Because everybody was like, wagon, Super Bowl.
Yeah, it was the first 2 weeks, too, because remember in week two, they dominated the Commanders, who still had Jaden Daniels,
right,
and we were very high on them, and it was oh, my God. And then next week, they went on the road to Cleveland and lost 13-10.
And a lot can change from weeks one and two to now. I know that, but it's more like just look at what their season became. And my biggest red flag, even when Parsons was playing, was the Cowboy game. I'm like, there was no reason that should have been tied.
Yeah.
Look, the NFL can NFL. I have concerns. And now they come in as a wild card, a 7 seed. If they lose in round one, it's not this that you lost in round one. It's who you lose to. And that's why I would say also on the reverse side, it is a fun story. Chicago has been the little brother in this rivalry for a very long time.
My entire life.
So that fun, cute, hey, they made it. Look at their step forward. That city won't react that way. They'll say it in June and May, they'll go, well, that was a good first year. But for like 3 months, they're going to be in miserable hibernation of, I can't believe that team still owns us. Because also,
they should have lost both games.
They should have lost the second game, too. As fun as that was, they should have lost that game. So I think pressure's on both. It just a little more resides on the Green Bay side. But yeah, Chicago losing at home to the Packers in the playoffs, That's going to taste disgusting.
Let's also ask the ramifications. We'll get to this in the next game as well. The first one up on Sunday. Where do we put the percentage chance that LaFleur is out in Green Bay if they lose? Do we
not
buy
high.
that's
no.
actually a thing they're going to
no,
do?
No, because I don't know who they hire to replace him.
They don't seem not like the kind of organization that would do
no.
it.
Not with all of the other openings.
Now, next year, if they have a similar season,
Parsons, if John Harbaugh told you he was interested in the job, would you want to make that move? What if his agent called up and was like, hell yeah, dude, I'll come be the coach.
I don't think
of the
they
Packers.
Operate like that in the NFL. I think the teams are the ones that initiate, are you interested or not interested?
I don't know how it works once you're fired.
I just don't think he's going to get fired. Now, next year, if you're 10-6 or 9-7-1 again and you're in the 6-7 situation and you lose again,
that's the pressure.
He's
Cooper.
Out.
Yeah.
I think next year's his last year. If they're similar, I think next year, if they lose in the same round, he's out.
Really interesting quarterback game, man, because Love, a couple years ago, one of those guys that we just put into the top five conversation, and not that he's been bad, but he's dealt with some injuries, and the season didn't end great for them last year, losing on the road to Philly.
Like, numbers look like.
Yeah, pull up his numbers, because I know Caleb ended up having, at times, the completion percentage was all we talked about, but then he ended up near 4,000 yards, 27 touchdowns, and 7 picks.
3,300 yards, 23 touchdowns, 6 picks for Jordan Love this year.
That's not terrible, and again, the injuries were a big part of that. Just say, I mean, look, it's the way we talk about all this. I acknowledge it, although sometimes it makes me pull my hair out because there's more to the game than how did the quarterback play.
Yeah.
But Caleb winning his first playoff game would be massive for them. Like, talk about building something in Chicago, number one overall pick, fire the coach, get the right guy, win the division in year two. Him beating the Packers and what that would mean for that city, that fan base, and that organization. And at that point, I look at the rest of the NFC and just say, I view the NFL playoffs a little bit of the way I view the college football playoff right now, that like anybody could kind of go on a run here. Anybody could get it together outside of the Panthers. Anybody could figure it out for a couple of weeks and go on a deep run in the playoffs. And so if Chicago finds a way to beat Green Bay, I don't know if I'd pick them to win the next game, but there's a world that exists that they could win those games, and that's where it would be massive for them.
If I'm Chicago, right, Ben Johnson came from where?
Detroit.
Detroit. You know what they were really good in Detroit doing? Running David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. They established a run. That was what that's what helped a lot with what Jared Goff's growth from the Rams back into leading the kind of the Lions recharge. What did Green Bay give up to Derrick Henry like 2 weeks ago?
8,462 rushing yards.
So Micah Parsons being absent tells me right now they look incredibly vulnerable in the run. What has Chicago actually been really good at this year?
DeAndre Swift over 1,000 yards.
You just need Caleb to make maybe one or two throws and not turn the ball over. And also Chicago's defense. They've been a little Jacksonville-y. They've created a lot of turnovers for themselves this year. The only question is Jordan Love going to commit a turnover? Are they going to put the ball on the ground in a fumble? Because they haven't been a lot of high turnover rate team. If I'm Chicago, I'm just we're running the ball.
Pound the rock.
You're pounding the rock here. Yeah. You've got a good running game. You've got a two-headed monster yourself in Manungai and Swift. Like, you can run the football. We just watched Derrick Henry do that. You control that. You control the clock. You can beat Green Bay.
That's when Caleb kills you on that play action. You get him out of the pocket. He's running, exactly. Making plays with his legs. That's when they're really tough to stop.
Is Rome scheduled to come back, or is he still out?
I've heard things are looking up towards him returning. Don't know if that's definite or speculation, but I have heard more scuttlebutt that he is trending towards
playing.
Yeah,
he's set to play. He's set to play. According to Chicago Sun-Times, he is set to return, which it's good for them to get another weapon. It's a bummer for us because it's an all-time afro to see on the sidelines.
Yeah, it really is a good head of hair.
That's a great afro.
It's a great head of hair. Let's go to Sunday, and I'll connect to a theory or a thought that a listener had earlier this week. Where do we put the chances that this could happen? And Bills-Jags game of the weekend, right? We'll go there next. Well, we had a listener earlier this week with a hot take, if you will. Some would call a sizzler.
Oh.
Sizzler.
What's that?
He said, here's my hot take this week, boys. Right now, we would be 2-for-2 based on the games we've talked about in terms of chances of it potentially happening. Mm. He said, mark it down now. Mm. Mark it 8, dude. Mm-hmm. All 6 road teams in the wild card weekend win.
So that'd be Buffalo, the Rams.
It would be the
Rams,
Packers, Bills, 49ers, Chargers, Texans.
You will be incorrect.
Oh, okay. Yeah. How many road teams win this weekend of the 6?
Texans.
I know you're giving your team 0 chance to win.
Texans, Rams.
Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. I know that people think I'm doing some like
40 chess.
This
is not a 40 chess thing. I think you're very critical of your teams, which is something I appreciate you as a fan. I do think you're being a little too hard. Is that? I don't know if that's the right phrasing.
I just watched a stellar ass defense.
Yeah, I get it.
And they're going to maybe not have Trent Williams again.
He was practicing yesterday. He was running around.
I'm not sold.
Have you seen, by the way,
Ricky Pearsall is, you know, ties his shoe, he'll get hurt.
Have you seen the conspiracy theory that's floating around them, by the way?
No.
On their injuries?
No.
So they've been like, it feels like the last 5 years, like one of the most injured teams in
the
NFL.
They have been, actually, by the numbers, they have.
Having a hard time stay healthy.
Yeah.
There is a growing theory, and somebody actually provided data to back it up.
Okay.
Directly next door to their stadium and practice, because they practice at Levi's. That's where their practice facility is.
You literally can walk the concourse and just look down.
And just look down where they're practicing.
Yeah.
Next door is an electrical substation.
Yes, there is.
And there is some sort of doctor or scientist that basically came out and said wavelengths or something that has to do with the technology.
Something about their bodies.
Is not good for working out. And it's a growing theory that that's why they're always so banged up.
I'll tell you right now, dude, I'm not a big believer in a lot of conspiracy. And I think we as a nation need to step back and get off the internet a little bit. But
that being said,
it's been 8 years. happened before Shanahan got there. They tracked it. It's been the most games. And I'm done wondering. It's not that they're...
Go look up the theory. It's fast. I was reading through it yesterday, and I'm like, this is really dumb. And then you start, and you're like,
not purposely looking at scouting reports going, oft injured. Let's pick him. Injury history. We're going to take that guy. They've made some moves where you go, but his history...
Yeah.
They also have just like, how? How did that happen? Oh, him? Oh, him again?
Hurt again?
So if I wanted my team, if I really believed in my team, I'd be pounding my chest about it.
Oh, I know.
I think it's a terrible matchup. And I think Saquon's going to rush for 183 yards.
What's his high yardage total on the year?
Didn't he have
he
a
had
big one
great
like
game
the last I'll pull it up. Few weeks?
Yeah, it definitely was.
I thought he went over two or close to 200.
Was it the Raider game?
No.
He had 1,100 yards on the year.
God, he got past 1,000.
Okay, play the fun game of how many 100-yard rushing games did Saquon have this year?
I'm going to say 3 as a fantasy owner. And I remember the game you're talking about, but I'm forgetting who
it was recently.
Giants?
It was the Commanders. He had 132 against the Commies.
Yep.
And then remember, it was largely aided by one run.
Yeah.
He had 122 against the Chargers. 52 of it came on that run where they missed a blatant hold.
Yeah.
He had 122, and then he had 150 against the Giants when they beat them 38-20.
That's what
three 100-yard games
he
this year.
He torched the Giants.
He was on my fantasy team. He was terrible.
Not having a good year.
Okay, so back to the original, okay?
6 road teams. How many wins?
So I think the Texans win.
Okay, 1. Rams.
Rams.
We're all picking the Rams. 2.
I don't know if I'm picking the Packers.
Okay.
And I know that they've damn near won both of those games. Right now where they sit, I don't know if I'm going there.
I'd say, who are you confident in winning?
Confident?
You would,
2.
Just 2, that's it? Yeah.
Well, Yeah, two. Road team-wise, I'm confident in two.
How many do you
the
give
Bills
a...
The Bills can win.
Yes.
How many do you think have a north of 50% in your mind win probability? Like, coin flip, but I give them the edge. Would you say that's the Packers?
The Bills. The Bills. Packers, maybe it's a 51-49.
Okay. So then you're up to four, maybe.
Yeah.
So, you know, in theory, it's not a bad... I mean, you're giving your team no chance, and I totally understand your logic and reasoning behind it. The matchup, their ability to block, Lane Johnson's back. I get every angle that you're pointing to.
It'd be the greatest coached game of his life.
Yeah.
And he's been to multiple Super Bowls.
Yeah, I mean, the saving grace... I mean, hold on. We'll get to that game in a second. So Bills and Jags, to me, best game of the weekend. Most interesting matchup. Jacksonville playing better than anybody going into the playoffs. I guess New England deserves some credit, but they did blow the lead late to Buffalo in that regular season game. So you got Jacksonville, who's just been unstoppable, seemingly, for 2 months. And the Bills on the other end, who have just the pressure of the world on their shoulders of Mahomes is out of the way, and Burrow's not here, and there's no Lamar, and we got our guy, and of the Mount Rushmore of NFL quarterbacks, those are the four. We're the only one with our guy in the dance. And it would be devastating to go and lose your first playoff game to the point where Sean McDermott, I think we all believe, will probably get fired if they lose on Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, let me kind of push back real quick.
Sure, go ahead.
I think I had the opinion yesterday or Wednesday, yeah. If it ain't John Harbaugh, is there another? What's the next best candidate that you say this is an upgrade?
I don't know. Joe Brady, promote you. I mean, there's a million ways to go.
I think teams are evaluating that now and going, well, there's not a clear cut, but I have no idea who would take it or who. Actually, a lot of people, but
sure. A lot of people would take it.
I don't know, like, what they're offering versus
what's
others.
Better, would it be better than McDermott?
Who's definitely an upgrade from McDermott?
But yeah, I could see it. I wouldn't be shocked come Monday if it's announced he is let go.
But I think this game's all about, can the Buffalo defense do enough to not have all the pressure on the world? Can they help him enough?
Yes.
Can they run the ball?
Can they run the ball?
If James Cook runs, they can win that game.
Yes,
even with the defense being questionable. Because the other part of Jacksonville, it's a little Chicago-y in this way.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was, who did they? They had a game where Lawrence wasn't, he had multiple interceptions in it, and it wasn't that long ago. They closed on an 8-game winning streak, and they're the hottest team in football right now. But also, they had the most, I think they created the most turnovers.
They beat Arizona, and he threw three picks in the game.
Yeah.
In overtime, they beat them in Arizona.
How many weeks ago was that?
That was before Thanksgiving.
That was game two of their 8-game winning streak.
We're talking about the last
winning streak started
games.
With blowing out the Chargers 35-6, and then they went on a run after that. Their wins in that order, by the way, Chargers, Cardinals, Titans, Colts, Jets, then they got the Broncos, Indy again, and then closing
the Bronco
Tennessee.
Game was the game that people said, without oh my a doubt. God. So I just, if they can run the ball, if James Cook runs the ball, great. If Allen doesn't turn the ball over, that's what they've been feasting on all year defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Their defense isn't the most electric, amazing group. You can score on them. So if you turn the ball over, if Allen's going to turn the ball over, then yeah, good luck to you. But
yeah,
they need James Cook to run the football.
Yeah,
I agree with
you. Point
blank.
You know, look, Jacksonville's been a really fun story, and Liam Combs starting with his, you know, Duval from where it all began to now, and making, you know, the Hunter pick and trading the first round and all that. I'm rooting like hell for Buffalo. Like, the pressure that exists in that fan base of being so close for so long. And
where's your confidence meter on them?
On them winning?
On Buffalo going in there and winning as a 1-point favorite, basically.
Nah, I mean, 6 out of 10, slightly above 50-50 coin flip.
Yeah.
Because they got a lot of deficiencies as a team. Do we trust Buffalo's defense?
No.
Not in any way. I trust Cook being able to run the ball. He's a really good back. I know at times they've struggled in that category,
so
but the element of Allen.
The experience factor with these two teams... Does
Buffalo's
it play into your thought?
It's the more experienced team. How much do we weigh into that? Because you got a lot of these games where it's experience versus no experience. Yeah. Packers have been to the playoffs 4 straight years, right?
Yeah.
Bears haven't been in a quarter century, it feels like. I know I'm being a little aggressive there, but you get my point.
Is this the first playoff game for them since the double doink?
I believe they had one at, didn't they go to New Orleans and lose a game and Trubisky had a couple of drops?
I don't remember.
I think they did after the double doink.
I mean, I can't forget the double doink.
I think that was after
double. So the next year, Nagy went to the playoffs, and they lost in the wild card, and they kind of moved on from Trubisky?
I want to say that's the case.
Okay, I believe you. I'm not believing you.
I'll see what I can find. Yeah,
I just don't remember that game very well.
I remember them play. I think it was like the Nickelodeon playoff game, and I remember Trubisky was bad, but they dropped a couple of balls.
What is the Nickelodeon playoff game? Do we have that this year?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Isn't it tied to the CBS game?
It was in their last playoff game was in 2020. They lost 21-9 to New Orleans.
Oh, that's the game you're talking about.
And Trubisky had 199 yards.
That's the year after the double doink.
They had a play early in the, I don't remember this. They had a play early in the game where they it was either a trick play or something, and they had a wide open walk in touchdown.
Oh, he missed it.
And he dropped the ball, and it was like,
that's right.
Oh my God.
That's
and then they didn't go on to score a touchdown the rest of the game.
Okay. It's a CBS game, the Nickelodeon slime game.
It's Bills and Jags. That's what we get.
Well, traditionally,
that's a fun little.
It's paired because they're owned by the same company.
Makes sense. Yeah, okay.
But I don't see if it's going to be this year or not. Maybe it's the divisional round. I don't know. But
okay,
last year it was. In 2025, it was Texans-Chargers wildcard game.
Yeah, I mean, Lawrence has won a playoff game, so you got that experience. Like, he came back from 27 down to beat Herbert a couple years ago. So he's been there, but to your point, a lot of the roster necessarily hasn't. The biggest question to me in the game is Buffalo's defense, because I think when you ask your quarterback to be, you know, the New England game from a couple weeks ago stands out. It's one thing to pull it off once and come back from down 21-0. Like, that's hard. It's such a hard world to live in when
Plus,
you can't stop anybody.
Jacksonville's kicker can make one from 70 yards if they need one.
And their offense has been humming better than anybody for the last 2 months, essentially, in the NFL. So that's my biggest concern. I know your thoughts on the 49er game. I'm curious for you, Swag. Are you with him? Do you see tough matchup, very little probability of the Niners winning, or Philly's offensive, should we say, you know, inconsistency give you a little bit more of a crack
Philly
in the door?
Philly will have to help the 49ers be in position to win. If the Eagles don't screw it up for themselves, if they go and see how the Seahawks won, and just you've got Saquon Barkley and a great offensive line, don't outthink the room. But if they do weird stuff and help them out, then
similar to the Chargers Eagles game where they turn it over five times in that game,
like that,
including the game ceiling pick, and they won 22-19.
Eight more points per game last year for the Eagle offense. Going in from the regular season to the postseason, and the Eagle defense is as good a group, I think, in the postseason as there is.
Yeah.
They also have an amazing secondary.
Tough place to play.
The Niners are going to have either a not healthy Pearsall, and if you go look at tight end catch percentage against Philadelphia, tight ends ain't having a lot of success against that group. So if George Kittle is MIA, okay, who you...
Or dinged up.
Well, either way, like, who are they going to? Because we know McCaffrey's not going to go crazy on him.
Can he touch it 87 times? Just give him the ball every play. That's kind of all we got, man.
I think Shanahan might have to do that.
He was asked this week at a presser about, you know.
He'll go to a wing T if he has to.
Well, the last time they played in Philly in a playoff game, they lost all their quarterbacks and literally had to do that.
I know.
And they hung for a minute. I was like, oh my God, how are they still in this?
It's a fun little back and forth because that was that NFC title game. And then the Niners ran their mouth all offseason because they're like, we could have beat you if our quarterback stayed healthy. And then they went back into Philly the next year and just dominated them. And so this is a fun little back and forth. Let's get to my guy, or Swag's team. Is this Swag's team?
You know who'd be really nice to have? Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
But he's kind of crazy now.
He is. He's filming himself speeding past the stadium.
Yeah, Swag's team.
Swag's team?
I can just feel the excitement about the playoffs from him.
Will he watch a Timbers game or the Chargers playoff game on Sunday? We'll start there. And my guy's been really bad in the playoffs. He needs one. We'll talk about that one and the Monday night game as we wrap up our wildcard weekend thoughts next on The Fan.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, welcome back in. Lots to get to in the final hour. Springing the line at 9:30. Get your fake sponsors in, 503-864-6326. It was a rough week of gambling for all of us, so we'll see if we can bounce back in wildcard weekend.
Boy, I am sliding.
You're slipping a little bit. Yeah. I couldn't capitalize on it because I slipped just as much as you did last week, so nobody made up any ground on anybody last week. So we'll tell you the picks, what they were last week, and then we'll give you our picks, get your sponsors, and we'll do that coming up in about 40 minutes.
I don't like to make, you know, Fridays in the past become a little bit gambling-centric for the Spring and Line segment, but like also, what is the second most confident line you like this weekend?
Well, I'm going to go ahead and step in it. Because it's the game that we're going to talk about right now. My most confident bet this weekend.
It's not Panthers-Rams?
File this away. That's just such a big number. Like, if you're telling me Rams money line, obviously.
It,
at 9.5, I like it. 10 and a half, and I know that's not that big of a deal for some, but 10 in the hook is, you know.
Sure.
31-21, I ain't covering that spread, and that's not a close ball game, right? It is the Sunday night game. It is getting the hook with the Chargers. Now, save all of this for Monday.
The playoff choker, huh?
The playoff choker himself. Swags, L.A. Superchargers are going on the road to New England. And it's not even necessarily a Herbert thing. There's two reasons that the Chargers are in the playoffs, despite having one of the worst offensive lines literally in the history of football. And I gave the stat earlier this week that if they are to win, from a statistical standpoint, they will be the worst offensive line to ever win a playoff game since we started tracking this stuff in like 2004. Yeah. There's two reasons. One, I do think they have an elite quarterback, and I think Herbert's played that way all year considering the circumstances. And two, I don't feel like we've given their defense the credit that they deserve. Like, their defense has been outstanding for 2 months. They're great at rushing the passer. They're good at forcing turnovers. Mm-hmm. They have kept them in. They give up big plays, sure, but look at the point totals that they've given up since getting blown out by the Jags a couple of months ago. Look at the point totals they gave up in the back half of the year. They hardly didn't play anybody this past weekend, and they only gave up 19 to the Broncos on the road. In the loss to the Texans the week before that, it was 20-16, 17 to the Cowboys, who were scoring a lot of points on everybody, 13 to the Chiefs, 19 to the Eagles, 14 to the Raiders. Like, that's a really good stretch. And so I think this defense and keep them in the game. Win? I don't know. But you give me the hook, the 3.5, and I think that they have a very good quarterback on their side. It was the first thing I bet when the Lions came out, getting the hook with the Chargers.
Yeah, to your point, if you go to an advanced metric category, the Chargers were the fourth best pass defense by EPA per play against short and intermediate passes. But to Swag's point,
they give up chunk
16th
plays.
In big plays. Yeah. You know who the best quarterback by QBR and deep passes is?
Drake May.
Mm-hmm. I mean, look, there's a lot of areas for any game you could point to that everybody go, yeah, no kidding. But, like, really, the red zone is it.
Mm-hmm.
The Patriots' red zone defense is among some of the worst, but the Chargers' red zone
they
offense
can. I mean, it's field goal, field goal, field goal, field goal, field goal, field goal.
And Dicker's been a little shaky of late.
I don't know. I mean, one game. I don't know about Lil. He won one game. He's been elite for them all year, and he missed a couple. He missed a PAT and a field goal against the Texans.
It's just such a big opportunity here for Herbert. And
I mean, his numbers are horrible in the playoffs.
But I do think this is
Can they come in the week off that all the guys got and Herbert is just, his hand's a lot better. He feels a lot more comfortable.
I think this is a year where they
get a pass. But I don't have confidence that they're rolling in there thinking, hey, we're going to shock the world. Mm-hmm. I do not have confidence in that.
I mean, the only other team I think you'd rather play in the wild card weekend in the AFC is Pittsburgh.
Without a doubt.
Yes.
New England's a very good team, but they're not known as a dominant pass rushing group. And if there's a kryptonite for the Chargers with how bad their offensive line is, it's when they play dominant fronts, they literally can't block anybody. And so that's just, I don't know if you can win any of those games. That's not New England's MO defensively.
What do you make of the schedule part for New England? When we talked about the wins against teams over 500.
That's a part of my theory. I don't know about big, but it's also rattling around in the back of my mind is they've beaten two teams over 500 all year.
The other thing that's an issue is
penalties. The Patriots?
The Patriots.
Only one.
I thought it was two.
No, it was one. It was as many as the Raiders.
Yeah, okay, so one. That's even worse.
Because they lost that second Bills game.
I couldn't remember if there was somebody else in there.
No, I went through it.
You went through it? Okay.
They played like the Dolphins, 8-9.
I know they started off slow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got Ravens. Yeah, because Ravens finished below 500. Yep. Jets, Dolphins, Giants, Bengals, Jets, Buccaneers below 500.
Yep.
Falcons, Browns, Titans, Saints, Bills.
It's only one.
Panthers below 500?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. 8-9.
Dolphins. It's only one.
It's only one.
They've beaten one team over 500 all year.
As many as the Raiders.
That's another part of my thought process.
Yeah.
So
the other issue for the Chargers is penalties. They just inopportune.
The Harbaugh factor needs to come into play here. And I'm not saying to convince you guys. I'm just saying, like, when we talk about the NFL, he's put into the category. This is why they got him. As shorthanded as they are, this is a new-faced, fresh team in the postseason dance, right? Vrabel knows what he's doing. They got a receiver and a defensive lineman facing legal issues. Like, this Harbaugh kind of needs to be Harbaugh this weekend.
He does, but I'm not as confident as Dirt saying that's like, yeah, give me the hook. The Chargers are just I never know what I'm getting week to week.
Well, you're not a fan.
Are you a fan?
I'm a fan.
Yeah. I don't know. That wasn't a lot of conviction behind your voice.
I don't know
there.
What your definition of fan is anymore when you skip a Game 7 live to go to a soccer game.
I just love when Swag gives us a random noise after a thought.
I do too.
You know,
that's what makes him great, man.
You know, you get one of those. You get one of those mixed in there.
Yeah, fatherhood will do that to you.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, I get the questioning of, yeah, there it is. I get the questioning of the Chargers because of their offensive line, the blowout of the Jets. And look, Herbert's history in the playoffs is not good. Little context in the four picks last year, two of them went through the hands of wide receivers, but we just love saying that he threw four picks in a playoff game. I'm not arguing that he was good in that game, but I'm arguing he wasn't as bad maybe as it was perceived.
Yeah.
But that was a massive egg delay last year. They went on the road to Houston, and that game was
trounced.
Over. And at first,
did he throw three or four?
He threw four. He threw four picks in the game. And so, a lot on the line for his legacy. Like, he desperately needs a playoff win. Yeah. They're on the road at New England. And it was, when the slate came out, it was the first game I bet with Chargers plus 3.5, but save that for Monday when they get blown out if it doesn't go well. Let's get to final thoughts on Wild Card Weekend. We got to give a final look at Oregon and Indiana, which is tonight. We're hours away. Have you heard the countdown to kickoff? We're getting closer and closer.
How many hours are we out right now?
About 7.5.
My favorite thing about having to do that ad read during the pregame show, and I've pointed this out to the powers that be, is my laptop is still on East Coast time.
You can change it. I changed mine.
Okay, well, show me how. Because I go from it says 11:58. So you ask me how many hours away. I immediately do the math from 11:58, and then I realize I then have to subtract the East Coast to West Coast, and it's just.
Is it a 5 o'clock kick or a 4:30? I haven't looked at the
game. I tracked last night, by the way. Did you see what time the game kicked? Because we guessed the time.
4:44.
It was 4:47.
Damn it.
4:47. We were close.
I was taking my tree down.
Mm-hmm.
Took the lights off the
tree. Still up. Tree was still up, huh?
It smelled amazing.
It's January 9th, dude.
Anything in the world going that's exciting right now? I liked having a little light in my life. I'm sorry about that. By the way, donate your tree to the North Clackamas Parks. They're using trees to help bridge dams to help create the salmon run.
That's awesome.
So I'm taking my tree to donating it to a park. Anyways, took it down, and I'm like, I looked at the clock. It said 42, and I go, I got 3 minutes.
Yeah.
And I turned it on right as they were kicking.
You had 5 minutes. You were good to go. It'll be the same case tonight. So we'll put a bow on the show of the week, everything. Final hour, Spring Line, get your sponsors in next on The Fam.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.